The U.S. military in Afghanistan is about to expand its search for Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in the rugged mountains along the Afghan-Pakistan border. Local Afghan commanders report that U.S. special forces are organizing tribal fighters into two 500-man units. The local soldiers are being trained, outfitted, and in some cases armed by U.S. forces in eastern Afghanistan. NPR's John Burnett reports from Host Province.
U.S. Army Special Forces have been training a force of hand-picked native Afghan fighters to scour the villages and mountainsides of eastern Afghanistan for escaped Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. Local Afghan commanders report that the units are being created in the provincial capitals of Paktia and Khost provinces. Several al-Qaeda training camps were located in these remote areas, which lie 60 to 100 miles south of Kabul near the Pakistan border. Local intelligence officials with contacts throughout the province claim al-Qaeda fighters fled deep into these mountains where they're believed to be paying villagers to shelter them. Those same officials said they also believe bin Laden is alive and hiding somewhere in the border region, though they would not provide specifics. Since the beginning of the Afghan war, U.S. forces have relied on native fighters, believing they can search the terrain better than American ground troops. This is the first time, however, that U.S. forces have bankrolled and outfitted local militiamen. Native soldiers receive $200 a month, a princely sum by Afghan standards, as well as new uniforms, boots, food, and if necessary, Kalashnikov assault rifles. One force has been drawn from the 4,000-strong army of local warlord Pacha Khan. His brother, Kamal Khan, is commander of the Khost tribal militia.
The first thing they're doing is teaching our men how to fight, how to lay down on the ground, and how to move forward. Their plan is to go into the valleys, around the mountains where the villages are. Our tribal men are already good fighters. Now the U.S. has made them better.
Khan says the 2 weeks of training will finish early next week. Then the fighters will be trucked to the mountains east of here and fan out into the countryside. Haji Saifullah, head of the village council of Gardez in neighboring Paktia province, described a similar force being assembled near the heavily guarded U.S. garrison outside of his city. We're pleased to help out the Americans with this campaign to help them find the al-Qaeda people and Taliban, he said. If they need more of our men, we're ready to give them more. A senior Pentagon official would not confirm the formation of these local Afghan units, and military officials at both U.S. encampments in the region refused to speak to journalists. An American military guard posted outside the U.S. base at the airport in Khost did acknowledge a 500-man force was being trained, but he refused to comment further. What makes the formation of these special tribal units potentially volatile is the fact that the two militias are bitter enemies. Late last month, Pacha Khan's troops provoked a battle with the Gardez militia over the warlord's claims to be the rightful provincial governor. 60 people were killed in the worst factional fighting since the new Afghan interim government was sworn in December 22nd. Kamal Khan, the Khost commander, vows that their tribal army is ready to attack Gardez again at any time.
But we don't need these 500 U.S.-trained soldiers. We have many tribes with us, and we have a lot of other soldiers. We would never use them in a fight with Gardez.
Rival tribal leaders say the U.S.-trained forces will be used to go after their mutual enemies, al-Qaeda fighters, not each other. But for the foot soldiers, joining the Americans' anti-terrorist squad has a more basic appeal. Everyone wishes he had been selected, said a dejected low-ranking officer in Khost named Simargol. People are very poor, and they want to be in this U.S. force because there's no governmental budget to pay for us. John Burnett, NPR News, in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan.